You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Hello, warm-blooded wardrobe wards, warlocks, and warblers. Welcome to Good Job Brain, your weekly quiz show and offbeat trivia podcast. This is episode 120, and of course, I'm your humble host, Karen, and we are your weekly Wikipedia-wielding weevils.
I'm Colin.
I'm Dana.
And I'm Chris.
All right, without further ado, let's jump into our first general trivia segment, Pop Quiz Hotshot. Here I have a random Trivial Pursuit card, and you guys have your morning radio zoo buzzers. Here we go. First question, Blue Edge for geography. What U.S. airport was once named Orchard Field?
Oh.
Colin?
I think that's O'Hare.
Correct.
Because it's O-R-D.
Yep, the airport code O-R-D refers to its original name. Orchard Field.
I thought about putting that one in my airport quiz from last episode. I decided not to.
Okay. Pink Wedge for pop culture. When Silvio from The Sopranos says, "Just when I thought I was out, they pull me back in." What movie is he quoting from?
It's The Godfather Part 3.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Famously. Yeah.
Okay.
The only part of that movie anybody actually remembers. Because mostly it's like 3 hours of old Al Pacino doddering around going, stuff.
Stuff. All right. Yellow Wedge. What musical act was sued by the estate of civil rights pioneer Rosa Parks for naming a song after her? Dana.
Outcast.
Yes, Outcast. The suit was settled out of court. Purple Wedge. In Greek mythology, what nymph was jilted by Narcissus, then pined away for him until nothing but her voice remained?
Oh. Yeah.
Dana.
It's Echo.
Echo. Yes. Echo.
Yeah. I like how everybody's like, oh.
No, I knew the answer. Oh, you're like, who pined for Narcissus? Yes, I know.
Too many hints.
We get all the text on the card,
Dana. Is this trivia or is this trivia?
Are we playing trivia or trivia? All right. Ooh, good one. Green Watch for science. Which animal is loudest? The blue whale, the howler monkey, or hyena?
Oh, interesting.
Blue whale.
Correct.
Yeah. It's got power, you know?
And volume.
Right.
Their sounds go up to 188 decibels. Hmm. I have no idea what in
no
context
frame of
that
reference.
Is. Yeah, no frame of reference. All right. Last question. Orange Wedge. What 1988 Olympian hit his head on the diving board during competition but went on to win gold?
Man.
That Colin. Is Greg Louganis.
Yes, Greg Louganis.
I can watch most sports injury clips. That
I cannot,
one,
I watch it once.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that one's. It's really hard to watch.
Wait, so he hit his head and then kept swimming? Is that what happened?
Diving. Yeah.
But he won. They gave him the gold anyway. I feel you should lose points if you hit your head.
Well, he didn't get points on that dive, but in diving, it's about a sequence of dives.
Got it.
Yeah.
But he was that good on his other dives.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you it just slammed his head.
God.
Oh, my God.
And
goodness.
Every other dive is like, that was pretty good for a guy who just slammed his head.
Ten. Can't believe you're alive.
Greg, just sit down. It's okay, buddy. Yeah.
All right. Good job, brains. And today is episode 120. In every fifth episode, we do a all-quiz bonanza where we don't have a theme. We just each prepared our own quizzes and puzzle segments to stump each other and stump you guys, listeners. Oh, God. What is 120 divided by 5?
What's the rule? It's, remember?
Can
the guy gave us the rule.
Oh.
You 24? Double it and drop the zero.
Oh, 24.
That was such an annoying dad thing to say.
What's the rule?
I was like, Dad, Jesus Christ.
Just let go. Just tell me.
Dad was like, Colin, can you just tell me?
What's the rule?
I'm having a panic attack.
I could teach Karen to fish her.
That's exactly a dad thing.
Double and drop zero.
Sorry.
So this week is all quiz. Bonanza. Number 24! Who wants to go first?
I can go first.
Okay, do that.
A while back, I contributed to a Kickstarter campaign for an upcoming book called The Maze of Games. And so The Maze of Games is actually, it's available to Kickstarter backers now, and it's going to be available for everybody very soon, imminently. And this was put together by a company called Lone Shark Games, as in a single shark.
Lone Wolf.
Oh,
right.
Got it.
And basically it is, they're calling it a puzzle novel. So you start reading the novel, which is about these two British old-timey siblings, kids who get sucked into this devilish book of puzzles and traps. And then as you do each page of the story, you have a logic puzzle that you have to solve. And the whole book, the pages are out of order, and you have to figure out which puzzle to solve when by solving mazes that tell you which puzzle to go to next. And it's all a lot of fun. I mean, you know, if you're a good Job Brain listener, this might be the sort of thing that's up your alley. So check out The Maze of Games. And so for the last week or so, I've just been thinking all in terms of puzzles. So I even have a puzzle for you guys later on, another wordplay puzzle. So,
okay.
So here's one that is directly inspired by the word maze. Oh, I should also say, excuse me, our own Tyler Hinman, previous Good Job Brain guest host, actually has a puzzle in The Maze of Games.
Cool.
Yeah. I'm going to give you a hint about a word, and each of the answers to this quiz, the word itself has the letters M-A-Z-E somewhere in it, in that order.
Oh, got okay.
In that order.
Oh, all right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So you're going to say, for example.
For example, I would say.
Corn.
You call it corn.
Oh, yes. Okay.
And, maze.
Yes, exactly.
The same way.
Maze, M-A-I-Z-E. Yeah, exactly. It's too easy for it to be a question, so it is the example. All right. Here we go. Oh, yeah. Buzz in, please.
Okay.
Yeah. Make pronouncements about good and bad behavior. Colin.
Moralize.
Moralize.
Wow.
Yes, yes. Underscore. Dana.
Emphasize.
Emphasize.
Mm-hmm.
Robotic. Karen.
Mechanize.
Mechanized. Yeah. To make something more attractive. Colin.
Emblaze? No, that's not.
What?
I was going to emblazon, but that's Z-O-N. Attractive.
There's a little bit of a pun going on here. Karen.
Materialize?
No.
Makeupize.
To make it attract things to myself. Dana.
Magnetize.
Yes.
Oh, wink, right. Wink.
Wink, wink. Recap. Karen.
Summarize.
Summarize. A lot of IZEs in
good,
this.
Good.
A drink made of equal parts vodka, triple sec, and lime juice. Karen.
Kamikaze.
A kamikaze.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Yeah. This might show up in your mailbox once a month. Once a month.
Oh.
Karen!
Magazine.
Yeah. Magazine.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
To arm one's country. Colin.
Militarize.
Militarize. And finally, the closest relative of the bonobo. Colin.
Chimpanzee.
Chimpanzee. Yeah. There we go.
Oh, yes. Good.
Cool. All right, there we go. Amazing job.
That was good.
All right, my turn. This is a notepad quiz, so you guys got to write down your answers. And
I lost my notepad. Here it is.
And so the premise of this, I always love company name origins and etymology.
Oh, yeah.
And what companies used to be called and you know, how people come up with names for their companies. So here I have assembled famous companies whose company names are of a foreign language.
Okay.
Or had origins of a foreign language. So what I need you guys to write down is, what language do you think this company got its name from? You don't have to tell me what it means.
Okay.
If you do, you can. Okay. But what language?
Got it.
All right. Here we go. The first one is Hulu. What language? Hulu, the streaming site company. What language is the word Hulu from? Why are you looking at
that? Yeah.
All right. Answer is up. Colin says Swahili. Dana says Hawaiian. And Chris also says Hawaiian. It is Mandarin Chinese.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hulu, kind of two plays on words. So Hulu, pronounced in one way, means like interactive recording So it kind of sounds like that, but the actual word hulu, it means a gourd. That kind of looks like a figure eight, like a snowman.
Okay.
And it's kind of auspicious in the Chinese culture. So hulu. Wow. Yeah. Please be specific on this one. The company Dakine. Dakine. Backpacks, hiking gear, outdoorsy stuff. Dakine.
Oh, okay.
A little bit of a trick. All right. Colin says Hawaiian pigeon, and Dana says Hawaiian, and Chris says Creole. It is Hawaiian pigeon.
Yeah.
Not Hawaiian.
It's native. People who are in Hawaii.
Yep.
They mean the kind, right?
Yeah.
The kind.
Yeah. The kind. All right. The camera company, Canon. What language is Canon from or originate from, or the name Canon?
Not like the gun?
Not like C-A-N-O-N.
Okay.
Colin says Japanese. Dana says Japanese. And Chris says Latin. It is Japanese.
Oh.
Canon comes from Kwanon. Kwanon. I'm not really sure how to pronounce it. K-W-A-N-O-N, which is the Japanese name for the Buddhist Bodhisattva.
Ah.
I know as Kuan Yin.
Huh.
And then they changed it from Kwanon to Canon. So it's actually a name, it's a Japanese name. Another one. Ubuntu. Ubuntu. A couple companies have this name. There's a restaurant called Ubuntu, but also, you know, mostly the software. All right. Answers up. Colin says Swahili, Dana says Swahili, and Chris says Afrikaans. It is Swahili. Have you gotten any one of these right?
I don't think so, no.
It's a Zulu word for humanity to others is Ubuntu. It's also a fun name. Here, the video game company Eidos, E-I-D-O-S. Eidos. What language is that from? Colin says Greek, Dana says Greek, and Chris says French. All wrong. It is Latin. It means idea.
Mm.
So it is actually the not sibling word, but the other word, ethos.
Mm.
It's the opposite. Mm. Eidos. Ethos and Eidos.
Paired together.
All right. Next one. There's a bit of an easier one. Zappos. It's not a one-to-one. You know, what is the origin name from?
Okay.
Zappos.com, where you buy stuff. All right, answers up. Colin says Spanish. Dana says
Italian, Latin. It's a
Latin.
Yeah.
And
okay.
Chris says Greek. It is Spanish. It is a short form for zapatos.
I didn't know that until you just said not one to one. I'm like, oh my god, zapatos! And I never thought about that.
All right, next one. Sony.
Hmm.
Sony actually is a portmanteau of two words, but you can give me either. It's fine.
This seems like there's a distractor. Yeah. Like there's the obvious answer.
Yeah.
Obvious could be right.
Hmm. All right.
There's two answers. It is a kind of a combination of two.
All right.
Answers up.
I'm going to be overthinking.
Colin says English. Dana says Japanese. And Chris says English. It is Latin.
Mm.
Sonus. Sonus, meaning sound, and sunny, S-O-N-N-Y, slang word used by Americans and British about kids. So it's a mix between the Latin word sonus and sunny, like sunny boy.
Okay.
English works.
Yeah.
So English is correct.
Random.
The original company was Tokyo Telecommunications Engineering Corporation. Sony's a little bit snappier.
Fits a lot better on the front of the TV.
All right, next one. Nokia. What language is Nokia from? Started out as a paper manufacturer. I don't know if you guys know that.
I think you might have had that on the show before.
Yeah, paper manufacturer. Answers up. Colin says Finnish. Dana says Japanese. And Chris says Swedish. It is Finnish. Nokia is a Finnish company. Not a big trick. It does sound Japanese.
A lot of people get it.
A city in Finland. Oh. That's where they opened one of the factories and they change their name.
Oh, okay. Pinocchio. I think I thought maybe it was a portmanteau or something. Mm-mm. Okay.
All right, last one. Etsy. Etsy.com, where you buy your cozies and your handcrafted stuff. Etsy.com. All right. Colin says Latin. Dana says English / French. And Chris says Italian. Chris is correct.
Hey, oh.
Italian. Founder of Etsy wanted kind of a nonsense word. He was watching Fellini's 8½. And in Italian, you say Etsy a lot. Like, oh, yes. Got it. So Etsy, Etsy, Etsy.
Oh.
He named his company.
I always
Etsy.
Thought it was a pun on et cetera. Yeah.
I actually didn't have. I had no idea
like
where Etsy.
Itsy, like itsy
crafty,
bitsy.
Crafty. Yeah. Crafter.
I was thinking of Ezio from the Assassin's Creed
Ezio.
Video. Yeah. Right.
Cool. Well. Good
that
got
was
you
it.
There.
Yeah, no,
that got you there.
Right. Well, I know, like when you're command line stuff in the terminal, a lot of times you're like the etc folder. I hear people call that the
Etsy
folder.
Yeah.
So I thought that was where.
Thought that was
yeah.
it.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
I like that.
Well, good job, you guys. Yeah. There are some cool insights into company names.
Worldly.
Great.
All right, I will go third with a third themed quiz.
Okay.
I was waiting. I had to wait two whole rounds.
That's so Colin.
I have a quiz called In Threes. So the clues for all of the questions here will be the first two parts of a famous trio of things. Mm-hmm. So I will name the first two, and you tell me what is the third place, person, thing.
Okay.
So you not only need to complete the sequence, you need to tell me what is the thing.
So
for example, if I were to say snap, crackle, and
pop,
you would say pop, and they are the mascots for Rice Krispies cereal.
Okay.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
Got it.
So two pieces of information, and all some right. of these may be a little trickier
like
than others. I thought you might like this one.
Yeah.
All right. Latvia, Lithuania, and Karen.
Estonia. And those are the Baltic countries.
Correct. Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, the Baltic nations, mm-hmm. the Baltic states, all east of the Baltic Sea. Once upon a time, part of the Russian Empire. The Nina, the Pinta.
Yeah.
And Chris.
And the Santa Maria, the ships that Columbus sailed to America on.
Indeed, mm-hmm. indeed. The Belmont Stakes, the Preakness, and Chris.
The Kentucky Derby. Yeah. The Triple Crown horse races.
That is right. The three mm-hmm. races of the American Triple Crown event. Yes.
Can you say the first two again?
The Belmont Stakes.
I've heard of it.
And a lot of them have stakes after the title, like betting stakes.
What's the second one?
The Preakness.
Wow.
Preakness. This comes up in trivia mm-hmm. a lot. One of the question about one of the three races. Yeah. Bubbles. Blossom. And
oh
wait,
Dana.
Shoot. I'm sorry. I know it's the power.
You guys can work
Powerpuff
together.
Girl. Yeah,
it is the Powerpuff.
What's the third
girls.
One?
What's
the green
her name?
One.
Yeah,
you're right. It is the green one.
Okay.
Bubbles is blue. Blossom is pink. I'm looking for
Bulbasaur.
Buttercup.
Buttercup.
I don't even feel bad.
Yeah.
Yes. Stars of the Powerpuff Girls cartoon.
Okay.
Correct. Chris Novoselic.
Uh-huh.
Dave Grohl.
Yeah.
And
trio?
Karen.
Kurt Cobain.
Correct.
Nirvana.
Kurt Cobain. And yes, Nirvana in its most famous incarnation.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
It seemed like a four-piece for some reason.
Yeah.
In their later years, they added Pat Smear was sort of the unofficial fourth member of the band. But really, in their most famous core, those three guys.
And I know for a fact, Foo Fighters had more people. So.
Yeah.
Which one is it?
The Olympic. The Britannic. And
Olympic Britannic.
These are all
encyclopedias?
Vessels.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The Olympic, the Britannic.
Titanic.
Dana, with the backwards out of order,
Titanic.
The answer, then the bell. Yes, the Titanic.
Oh, okay.
Those were the three, the White Star Line. They had the Olympic class of ocean liners, and those were the three sister ships. The Titanic, as we know, had an ill-fated maiden voyage. The Britannic sunk by a mine in 1916.
Jeez.
The Olympic did go on to have a nice, long career, though. Gold. Frankincense. Oh. And Chris.
And myrrh.
And myrrh.
And Y-R-R-H.
And what are gold, frankincense, and myrrh?
The three gifts presented to baby Jesus by the three wise men.
That's absolutely correct. Now, for some bonus questions.
Oh my God,
anyone want to? That's a super bonus here.
Balthazar, Melchior, and...
And Caspar.
Caspar.
Wow, very good job.
Just kidding.
Yeah, Balthazar from Arabia, Melchior from Persia, and Caspar from India.
Okay.
What I was going to ask is, does anyone want to take a crack at what are frankincense and myrrh?
I mean, frankincense is incense, right?
Yeah, the most part,
and
right.
And myrrh is a spice, I think?
So both frankincense and myrrh, they come from trees. They come from, like, they're
like
resins.
Oh, yeah, myrrh is like a... Yeah,
myrrh is more like an oil. Yeah, an essential oil. It's been used in medicine, also
perfumes.
Used in incense, perfumes, right? You can mix it up in drinks and drink it.
Gross.
And gold is... Gold is gold.
Yeah.
Got it.
And I should say, our baby shower is coming up. If anybody wants to send any of those three, just any of those three, that's fine. Care of Good Job Brains P.O. Box.
You're going to get all myrrh.
The cheapest thing.
This one might be a little tricky here.
I wish I could do that on like an Amazon. Just send people to like an Amazon
wish list.
Page, and it's just the three things.
That'd be funny.
And of course, like from the third person on, when they get there, they'll be, oh, dang it.
Oh, everything's gone.
It's the only one.
Frankincense. All right. This might be a little tricky here. We'll see how well you guys know this one. Athos, Porthos, Chris.
And Aramis.
Correct.
Oh.
And their pal D'Artagnan.
That's right.
The three musketeers.
They are the three musketeers, the title characters.
And their friends, even though there's four of them.
Yeah, well, you know, D'Artagnan's sort of the protagonist.
One.
Yeah. Telling tales. Yes, from Alexandre Dumas' book of the same name.
Porthos.
Athos.
Porthos. Aramis.
And Aramis. Correct.
And D'Artagnan.
Mm-hmm. From D'Artagnan. Our hero, D'Artagnan.
Great book, Mr. Dumbass.
All right.
Dumas.
It's Dumas. All right, we'll close it out here with this one. Shaun of the Dead.
Yep.
Ah!
Hot Fuzz.
Yeah.
Oh.
And...
Carrying
together.
Me.
Together.
Yeah. At World's End.
Yeah.
The World's End.
The Cornetto Trilogy.
Yes. Yeah. The Three Flavors Cornetto Trilogy.
By Edgar Wright.
Yes. Now, so that is the set of three movies directed by Edgar Wright, written by Simon Pegg and Edgar Wright, and featuring Simon Pegg and Nick Frost. Yes, in the sidekick role and all of those. Now, can you guys explain? What does that mean? What is the Cornetto Trilogy? What does that mean?
So, Cornetto is... It's a
ice cream
cone. It's not like Edgar Wright set out to make the Cornetto Trilogy. Some astute fans just kind of like made fun of it. Started lovingly calling it the Cornetto series.
Right.
And so there's a color symbol, I guess.
Yep.
So Shaun of the Dead had red wrapper Cornetto and red being blood. And the second one was the blue package Cornetto because blue
police.
Yeah.
And then the green one is the mint that signifying the aliens in World's End.
I'm a big
fan.
Yeah, wow. you're very close. Like, the only thing you mixed up there is it was actually they noticed it after the second film. And so the first film, so the original Shaun of the Dead had a strawberry flavor Cornetto.
Oh, yes.
Sort of the pink to go with the gore of the zombies. Hot Fuzz, the original, is the blue. The blue color is the original Cornetto, and that was in Hot Fuzz. And then you only see the wrapper of the green Cornetto in the third film. They decided to complete the trilogy. And when you buy the box set, in fact, of the movies, they're called the Three Flavors Cornetto Trilogy box set. All right. Well done, guys.
Yay!
Well done.
Yeah.
So I have a quiz for you guys. A pretty basic bio quiz. Just how well do you know your bodies?
Oh.
Yeah. All right. You
that
ready?
Kind of bio.
Yeah. Everybody has a notebook or like a little pad of paper.
Yes.
I'll ask these questions. We'll start off kind of easy. How many pairs of ribs does the normal human have?
Oh man.
All right. Pairs of ribs. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
One,
two,
three.
Hey, he's cheating.
Four.
He's counting. He's touching himself.
Yeah, you can. What you got? You got Colin says 12, Karen says 11, Chris says 14. It is 12.
Yeah.
Oh, in the ballpark. Yeah, 24 individuals, 12 pairs. How many teeth does a normal human have? Adult.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
All right, you have just 5 more seconds. Stop counting. All right, you ready? Colin says 32, Karen says 28, Chris says 36, it's 32.
Oh, yeah. Man.
So the human body is 98.6 degrees mm-hmm. Fahrenheit. Mm-hmm. What temperature is that Celsius?
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, so British people are like, you guys don't know the answer to this. Okay. Or basically everybody else who doesn't use Fahrenheit.
I'm so bad with these conversions. Right. Oh, I think I'm way okay. low.
And Chris needs to hurry up. Great.
All right. Carry the 7.
Right. All right. Colin says 20. Karen says 39. Chris says 1600. It is 37.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was putting the fever temperature.
Okay.
Running hot.
True or false? Every person has a unique tongue print.
I hope it's this.
Everyone says true. It's true.
Yeah. Oh, tongue prints for everybody.
Yeah.
True or false? Babies have more bones than adults.
Huh.
What a weird question.
Isn't it weird?
Fascinating.
Our bodies change. Everyone says true. It is true.
Yeah.
Babies have 300 bones. Adults have 206.
Oh, okay.
What
things
happened to
things the, fuse
the,
together.
In the skull, you have all those separate bones, and the baby has a soft spot, and they fuse.
Oh. Yeah. So it's not like they disappear. They just become one.
Exactly. Yep. Which grows faster, beard hair or leg hair?
Wow.
Everybody says beard. It is beard hair.
Okay.
Beard hair. Yeah. Okay.
My bikini zone is another story.
Don't that, get me started.
Yeah, that might be faster than beard hair.
Yeah, that's more of a
like how you theme. Call it bikini zone. That's exactly what it's called.
Right.
All right. Where is your pinna? P-I-N-N-A.
Oh. Just do it.
Just go. Do it. Do it. All right. Everyone said ear. Everyone is right. Ears.
Oh, sweet.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a part of your ear that's visible from the outside.
Oh.
Everyone's pinna is different. They have used ear prints to...
Ear prints for everybody.
Yeah. Your tongue and your ear are your own. Yeah. Good job, you guys.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a break, and I haven't done this in a while. I have a sponsored ad quiz, and we have a new sponsor this week. It is Mott & Beau, a purveyor of designer men jeans with cool balloon legs videos that I watch. It's very mesmerizing.
Denim for him.
Yeah, denim for him. I kind of read up on the tradition and the history of a good old pair of jeans,
mm-hmm.
and... They weren't a fashion statement. They were for coal miners, or it was like for factory workers. So here I have a quiz, and I want you guys to thumbs up for true and thumbs down for false. And I'm going to make a couple statements about some iconic pieces of clothing and the people who wear them.
Okay.
And I want you guys to see if it's true they did actually wear them, or false they did not wear them. It is a product of marketing and lies and stories.
Okay.
Does that make more sense?
Yes.
All right. So... I don't have an example.
Let's just do it.
Let's just do it.
All right.
All right. Thumbs up for true.
Up for true. Down for marketing and lies.
All right. Yes. So the beret. We always see French people portray wearing berets, maybe in a stripy shirt or like a French mimes. Did the beret actually have a French origin? True or false? Oh. Chris says false. Dan and Colin says true. It is true. The modern beret actually originated in the Basque country. So both Spanish and French.
Mm.
Okay. The Fu Manchu mustache. Is it actually Chinese or not Chinese?
Oh, interesting.
Okay. Dana and Colin says true again. And Chris says false. Chinese people did sport the Fu Manchu mustache.
I'm so skeptical.
So a little bit more information on this. It was reported that the Mongolians actually did have that style where you have a mustache and it's very long on the ends and they have like a chin kind of long tail too. They have found paintings of like Chinese paintings of Chinese people wearing that mustache. However, the name Fu Manchu is was named after a evil Chinese kind of character featured in a mystery, like a Western mystery novel. Sure. That type of mustache did exist. The name Fu Manchu is, you know,
it carries a lot of baggage with it.
It carries a lot of baggage. A lot of tourism to Hawaii, and we always think of grass skirts and hula and coconut bras. And Hawaiians everywhere, coconut bras. The ladies.
Well, no. Right, did they originate it?
Was it actually a Hawaiian tradition? Everybody, thumbs down. You are correct.
Yeah.
Hawaiian coconut bras. Not really sure
that's
where
stupid.
It came from.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I don't need to have boobs myself to imagine that would be wildly
just
uncomfortable.
Just useless, yeah.
A possible explanation is, you know, they were topless. And so for a lot of the paintings or a lot of, they don't want to seem vulgar, so they try to cover them up.
And it looks more like, it already looks like a boob.
Right, it looks more like a boob. Like a hairy boob. See you in your dreams.
A hard...
Right, a rigid...
Anyway,
totally false. All right. Sombreros. The Mexican sombrero. Did it originate from Mexico? Sombreros. The hat that you get when it's your birthday at Chevy's. They give you a sombrero.
Now reduced to just being the hat you get when it's your birthday at Chevy's.
I'm trying to understand. Or did it come with the Spanish?
Oh.
Everybody says true. Yes. Yes. Okay. It's a typical... kind of rancher worker hat, a wide brim to block out the sun, very similar to cowboy hats in American culture. So true. Mm-hmm. All right. Did Vikings actually wear helmets with horns on them?
Of course, like for all of these, like I'm picturing Bugs Bunny in whatever scenario. Like I'm like Bugs Bunny with a coconut bra, Bugs Bunny with a Viking helmet.
I picture it's a small world. True or false? Everybody says false, and you guys are all correct. There is no evidence that Vikings actually wore those helmets with the horns. The imagery actually probably comes from Wagner operas. The costume designer.
Bugs Bunny, right?
Yes, Bugs Bunny. Totally correct. And I have a last tidbit for you guys, not a question. So I was wondering where tutus came from. You know, ballet dancers always wear tutus. Where did the word come from? Tutus. The popular theory is that tutus is very similar to cuckoo, which is a more childish way of saying butt.
In French, right? Isn't that like slang?
It's French kiddie slang for butt.
Yeah. Hmm.
Ah. Kind of change it to tutu.
I like butt.
Butt.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So
it's like a sombrero for
it
your
does.
Butt.
It is
a sombrero,
sombrero for your butt.
Oh my god, that is exactly what a tutu is.
Protecting your butt from the sun's harsh rays.
So there you go, some cool, iconic clothing trivia and questions for you guys inspired by Mott and Bo. Of course, you can go to mottandbo.com and you can use the code GOODJOBBRAIN for 20% off your first purchase.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to Good Job Brain. Smooth puzzles, smart trivia. Good Job Brain.
All around us right now are arcade games that I have hidden in a variety of sentences.
Oh, okay.
Will Shorts, he of the New York Times crossword section, he likes to do these, actually. Sentences in which words have been hidden somewhere in the middle of the sentence, possibly crossing over between words. Two words. And all of these, they are actually arcade video games, coin-operated video games of the classic era. Some of them more well-known than others, but you'll be able to find it. We're going to be buzzing in when you have the right answer, but I'm sure everybody is going to want a pen and paper, maybe to write some of these down. But, you know, if you're not getting it, I'll nudge you towards the right part of the sentence. Don't worry, it's all in good fun here. These are
why is everybody looking at me when you say that?
Like, Karen's too competitive.
Too competitive.
No. You're paranoid.
Okay, so for example, if I were to say, I got poison ivy and I got a steroid shot. Colin?
Asteroids.
Wow.
Yeah.
A steroid shot.
All right.
Well, yeah. I had a lot of red herrings in the first part of this.
Right. Poison ivy. Yes. Yeah. I tried to make them as short as possible so there's as few.
But makes sense.
Exactly. Some of these even refer to the game itself, although I was not able to do that for all of them, let me tell you. All right. Okay. Here we go. Your first one. Don't set drinks upon glass surfaces. Don't set drinks upon glass surfaces.
Pong.
Yes, upon glass surfaces. There's a pong in there. All right. Here's an even shorter sentence for you. Maestro, no more music. Maestro, no more music. This game had a famous movie.
Oh! Tron!
Tron. Yes, okay. This sentence actually does describe the game. If you want a quartet, risky moves won't help. Colin?
Tetris?
Tetris!
Nice. Wow! Yeah, that's good. Dun, 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 dun.
My loving aunt lets me play this game. Colin.
Gauntlet.
Yes. I always forget. Is it, I say aunt or aunt interchangeably because I'm from Connecticut. What do you guys say?
Aunt.
I say aunt.
Oh, okay. So it's all aunt all the time over here, right?
I think. Well, I think it depends.
Really?
Auntie. Okay. Auntie. But not auntie.
When I'm playing this system, pester me not.
Tempest.
Colin's starting to rock these. He's starting to get his
I don't think I know that many arcade videos.
Right.
Tempest was one of my favorites. So I love that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, this will be a lot easier for you.
Pac-Man. I'm sorry.
I love my Tupac.
Man.
Tupac.
Did you listen to the new Tupac, man? Does the Vatican have games for the Pope? Yes. Dana!
Popeye.
Yeah, Popeye.
Oh.
There it is.
Oh, wow.
Yep. And finally...
You have so many good red herrings, because I'm thinking,
What
is the weird word out of the sentence?
Right, and
the
Vatican's weird could be there.
I was like, yes, that's a weird thing. Mm-hmm.
So, one more for you. This game is more obscure, but it's a common English word, and it actually, I'll tell you, it stretches across four words in this sentence,
all right?
And this sentence does, in fact, I'm actually really proud of myself. Let me tell you, because this sentence actually does describe the game.
All right.
The bandit takes her if failure is your end. The bandit takes her if failure is your end. Ha ha ha. Colin may want to write it down. He's trying to do it in his head. He's had a lot of luck so far. The bandit takes her if failure is your end.
Oh.
Karen?
Sheriff something?
Sheriff!
Sheriff. Oh, is yes. this Sheriff?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. That was a name. I was
Okay, no, it's a common English word.
Yeah. I don't remember that game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's older. Wow. Sheriff. The bandit takes her if failure is your end.
Dana.
There it is. All yeah. Right. Didn't even know you had it.
Oh, takes.
The bandit takes her
if.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Whoa.
Right? Crazy, right?
Did these take you a long time?
A while.
Good one. That was good.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
And we got one last quiz segment.
Yeah.
What is it?
So I've got a quiz for you guys called Slow Down, Lady. And I had as much fun just writing that on our little sign-up sheet.
Slow down, lady.
So, Karen, a few months ago, I had shared something with you that I stumbled across on the internet, which was
a lot of things,
someone. Yeah. Yeah, you can narrow it down. Someone discovered that if you slow down the Dolly Parton song Jolene.
Oh yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah. Did you guys see this on the internet? From 45 RPM to 33 RPM.
Yeah,
it is still a badass song,
right.
Even just it changes it completely, the feel of it. It just gets a lot more just downbeat and smoky and mm-hmm. and very
manly.
Yeah, so let me play that for you guys very quickly.
Yeah,
here.
Okay.
Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 Jolene.
Yeah, it kind of gives me chills. It's a transformation of it.
Yeah.
So I put together some other famous songs by female singers, and I've slowed them down the same proportion. So from
if these are lady.
Yeah, slow down, lady. Yeah. Right. So these are all women.
Next week is slow down.
I've forgotten the name of the quiz.
They're all really famous hit songs. You guys will probably recognize them. So in order to make this somewhat quiz like, I want you guys to just raise a finger as soon as you identify the singer and the song, and whoever recognizes it last will win the prize of giving me the answer. Fair enough?
Okay.
All right. Some of them you'll probably get right away.
That's interesting. So it's cool. Like you have to guess if you don't know.
Right.
All right. Here we go. So again, I need a singer and song.
Looking out on the morning rain. I used to feel so uninspired. And when I knew I had to face another day.
All right, you all got it pretty quickly, but Karen got it last. Karen.
You make me feel like a natural woman.
Correct. As sung by...
Carole King?
No.
Oh, is it Aretha Franklin?
It is Aretha Franklin. Yes, yes.
Why do I think it's Carole? She did sing that song.
No, she did it first. Okay. It's her song.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it changes it. It really changes it. You're like, is this... Who is this voice?
Right.
All right, here we go. Next one.
Madonna. I mean, I know the song. I just
All right. That is...
Borderline.
Borderline by Madonna.
Wow, that also sounds like an 80s song, but like a slow ballad, like a dude ballad.
The synth kind of gives it away for 80s, for sure. All right. A little bit newer one here. Tell me who and what is this song?
I used to bite my tongue and hold my breath, scared to rock the boat and make a mess. So I said quietly, agreed politely. I guess that I forgot I had a choice. I let you push me past the breaking point. I stood for nothing.
All right, I think Chris is passing on this one.
Pass.
Katy Perry.
Katy Perry. Roar. Yes. Roar. Yes. Her voice really dropped a lot more than I would have guessed. You know, you kind of associate her with. She does.
It gets accentuated more.
Here we go. Next one. Who and what do we have here?
I let it fall. My heart, and as it fell, you rose to claim it. It was dark, and I was over until you kissed my lips and you saved me.
Oh, Karen, no take for Karen.
I'll guess.
Okay.
Sounds like Adele.
Yeah, it is Adele. Yeah.
I don't know what song.
Chris, you want to?
Set Fire to the Rain.
Correct.
Oh, wow.
Adele, Set Fire to the Rain.
You know, it's funny. I with enough time, I think I would have gotten Borderline, but it's like I'm trying to like rush myself like through all the lyrics so I can get to the chorus.
Yeah, you know?
The sounds of it are not there, you know?
All right. Well, we'll close it out with this one. And see if you can get it first. Here we go. Slow down, lady. We'll see if you can get it last, rather, I should say. All right, Chris, please.
Is this Whitney Houston?
Yes. Yes.
She sounds completely
transformed.
How Will I Know?
Yes, correct. How Will I Know by Whitney Houston.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good job, guys. Slow your roll, lady.
These all sound like dudes.
Yeah, a lot of them really slow down.
Or evil spirits. What, we're going to wake up at like 3:33 a.m. at some night and just hear, "Who's a boy?"
Awesome. Well, thank you, Colin. And that is the end of our All Quiz Bonanza number 24. Thank you guys for joining me, and thank you guys, listeners, for listening in. Hope you had fun this episode, and you can find us on iTunes, on Stitcher, on SoundCloud, and on our website, goodjobbrain.com, and thanks to our sponsor, Mott and Beau, and we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Whoa.
I used to hold my breath.
Spend less time staying in the know about all things gaming and more time actually watching and playing what you want with the IGN Daily Update podcast. All you need is a few minutes to hear the latest from IGN on the world of video games, movies, and television with news, previews, and reviews. So listen and subscribe to the IGN Daily Update wherever you get your podcasts. That's the IGN Daily Update wherever you get your podcasts.